Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, the magnificent Gladstone has caused the controversy on this show with an analogy that he made that may have been awkward at best. I don't know. But here was the magnificent Gladstone, and Ben, maybe we play the whole cut just so people know that it's scouts that he's talking about. He's talking about collaboration with his scouts for the draft. He's got all the scouts in Jacksonville for the first time since he became GM. And now this next week, he wants to get opinions from them.
And it sounds like I had poor listening skills on this because because he was so stupid about how he said
maybe
it.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Blame
this.
Him yeah. for me being wrong.
We'll see. Well, let's replay it and then we'll be the judge. This is James Gladstone, GM of the Jags. We'll get to the mock draft injection here momentarily, talking about collaborating with his scouts.
Something I appreciate more than anything is when an evaluator or a scout treats those moments like you're at the water cooler. Like you're just having a normal conversation as opposed to this boardroom meeting. And our group inherently did that. They made it just a natural conversation. And they didn't just revert to their notes, but rather what they already knew in their minds because they were so prepared for that moment on their own. So that was a really cool moment for me to see our scouting staff walk in the door as prepared as I could have ever hoped for those initial conversations. I use the phrase being a fighter, not a fencer, right? Instead of having to put on armor, pick up a sword to fight, they simply just had to close their fist. They were ready for that moment. And I look forward to the rest of the conversations that we're going to have here over the next 9 days and see what else settles as the cement begins to harden.
Okay, so maybe I'm right. So you're correct.
You were saying that he thought he wanted them to be fencers.
He used the word fight in there, which confused me. Instead of putting on armor to fight, he said fighter. I thought he meant put up your fist like with the fist with the little sword in it, as opposed to being some sort of like warrior, like a warrior running to the middle of the field in Gladiator kind of.
Yeah, no, if he had been arguing that he wanted them to be fencers instead of like badass, like we're going now. Yeah. That would have been the dumbest one ever. So
he phrased it horribly.
Fighter, not fencer?
He phrased the whole thing horribly, that he used the word fight in describing the fencer.
That's where it got confusing.
Be a fencer, not a fighter. He should have said, be a boxer, not a fencer.
He was giving his scouts credit for doing their jobs.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? These guys walked in here, and they knew the names of these guys.
I thought the same
and their various
thing.
Attributes.
He's
yes.
praising them for knowing players. Like, that's their job.
Like, the bar is, he didn't want to ask one of his area scouts, hey, what about this Tyler Booker, that the scout didn't look down and say, Tyler Booker is an offensive guard from the University of Alabama.
I hate him so much. I hate him so much more right now after that, after wasting 4 minutes on this thing.
One of our listeners made a really good point, which is that if it does not work out for the Jaguars, if they're struggling, he will be very despised.
Yes.
He very much comes off like the smartest guy in the room.
I hate
Every
him.
Time he talks, he's basically saying, well, the idiots do it this way,
right.
But we do it this
God,
way.
He's such a joke. Oh, yeah. God, I hate him so much.
We hate him.
So
we hate
much
him.
More now.
He's not allowed in Houston.
I hate him so much.
All right?
Oh, he'll
you see him at a Texans game, you boo him lustily.
Oh, he'll probably be in the press box for the game when they come here. Oh, I can't
be
wait
a fighter, not a fencer.
I can't wait. I don't even want to talk about that analogy anymore because of him. That's All right, mock draft injection time. Field Yates, Mel Kiper Jr., 3-round mock. Let's get to this thing. Mel Kiper, the godfather of the mock draft. Field Yates is among ESPN's draft brain trust intelligentsia. So let's get to the Texans here. This would be a surprising pick with the 25th overall pick. And Field Yates is making this pick. In this mock draft, he and Mel Kiper go back and forth making picks. Field Yates selects for the Texans, Seth, Tet McMillan, wide receiver, Arizona, with several offensive linemen still on the board, including Josh Connerly, Josh Simmons, Kenneth Grant, who's a defensive lineman who you like a lot. Tyler Booker doesn't go until 47th in this mock draft.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah, yeah. Tyler Booker's all over the place.
All
and I understand
over the
why.
Place, man.
I mean, because the athleticism is going to freak some people out. I'll confess that I've grown more nervous about Tyler Booker's lack of athleticism as we've gone along in this. And yet, I think there's enough teams that really just love everything else about him and think that with technique and physicality, he can make up for some of that lack of athleticism, mm-hmm. especially on the interior offensive line. So I'll be surprised if he falls that far. Which other wide receivers were still available at this point?
I think, well, Matthew Golden was long gone. Luther Burden was still there. Ibuka, I believe, was still there.
Okay.
So
with Tet McMillan, the biggest concern that I think a lot of people might have with him is that, all right, he comes off the ball straight ahead without showing a whole lot of shiftiness to maybe beat press coverage and what have you at the line of scrimmage. So I think Matthew Golden just has, you're splitting hairs here, but I think those are the two guys where a lot of different teams are probably, half the teams might have McMillan higher than Golden and vice versa, depending on what they're looking for. Personally, I prefer Matthew Golden, but he wasn't available here. I guess the big question is, who do you think the Texans would prefer? Ibuka, who checks off so many swarm boxes, or McMillan?
Ibuka. I think Ibuka. Well, I mean, and McMillan has some elite traits, obviously, compared to Ibuka. But I think Ibuka, the professionalism part of it, like there's questions. I think it was Landry and Cody I saw first play a video of Tet McMillan saying he doesn't really love football. Now, that's a cut.
Saying he doesn't watch football.
Doesn't watch football. Sorry. I should be very clear about that. Doesn't watch football, which would imply the implication is that he doesn't love football because he doesn't watch football, right? I mean, that's what people are going to extrapolate from that. If you're inclined to downgrade Tet McMillan over that, you'd be like, oh, the guy doesn't watch it. He must not love it to the degree that we want guys to love football. I think Ibuka just feels more like a Texan than McMillan does.
Well, the big thing here, though, is that McMillan, for the most part, has been going in the top 15 for a long, long time. He's dropped a little bit on the draft boards, on the mock draft boards. So I feel like on the swarm trait part of it, the Texans probably don't.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Don't have him as high as some of the other guys. And that's... But would they let him pass? Are people going to be PO'd if they let McMillan pass and choose Ibuka instead and feel... You know, one thing that people have said about Ibuka is it feels a little bit like a... like a better version of John Mechie.
Yeah.
That, man, he does all these things at a big school and a big time program, and he seems like he's polished in a lot of ways, but he doesn't have those elite physical traits. Mechie wasn't going to be a first rounder. Ibuka could be a first rounder.
Yep.
That's what makes people nervous.
Yeah, no doubt. The other three picks, we'll rapid fire these. Kiper with the 58th pick selects Anthony Belton, an offensive lineman from NC State who can play tackle or guard. With the 79th pick, TJ Yates takes Jared Wilson, who's a center or guard out of Georgia. And with the 89th overall pick, Field Yates takes Ty Robinson, defensive tackle from Nebraska. So a lot of trench warfare after that first wide receiver pick, Seth.
Yeah.
Two offensive linemen, one strictly an interior offensive lineman, and then an interior defensive lineman.
The poll that I put up yesterday about whether Texans fans prefer an offensive lineman or a wide receiver.
Oh, yeah. How did it end up?
That was, it ended up not as heavily as the early results, but still pretty heavily in favor of an offensive lineman. Mm-hmm. 72% of the people who responded to my poll said that if they had to choose.
Yeah.
And the way I should have framed it is because I got so many annoying people saying, like, well, I just want the best football player available. Yeah. All right. If you had to choose between two guys that you equally like,
yes,
that maybe Caserio has them graded evenly at wide receiver and offensive line in the first round. Like, so which do you want? Most people said offensive line.
There's no third choice. You were basically the guy interviewing Travis Hunter about if you can't play both ways.
Dude, I can tell the C students immediately when I ask a poll like that and you get this person who starts campaigning about how they don't want to abide by the rules of the poll.
Yeah, man.
Like, all right, you've tried to talk your way out of a D into a C so many times in your life that now it's just a knee-jerk reaction for you. Or I can tell if they're lawyers because they start trying to click billable hours and the discussion about why you should go best player available.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow, our mock draft injection, a week out from the draft. The draft is a week from tomorrow. John Harris is actually going to join us. He did his mock draft on Football Takeover last night. So we're going to dissect his mock draft with him on the air with us tomorrow. And then he's going to stick around for another segment at 8 o'clock just to talk draft in general. So this time
I'm going to torch him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're going to blister him.
I can't believe you did this, you idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to be sorry you came on with us, Johnny. I'll tell you that right now. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. Into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Jalen Ramsey's requesting a trade. There are from the Dolphins, and the Dolphins appear ready to accommodate him. The odds on where Jalen Ramsey could wind up, I think, show signs of Texans progress. I will explain coming up next.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.